Welcome, welcome, welcome back, our dear audience, our dear viewers. We are so glad to have you back and we are so glad to connect back again with you this week. And because this episode is very special, but before that, I want to take this moment of gratitude for downloads, your subscription, your comment, your mails to us, which is so much of an encouragement, and it always shows that we are moving at the right path, at the right speed, with beautiful people like you in our lives. So I'm really grateful for having you with us. And with that, I want to say something very special to you at the beginning, because very soon we are going to have someone very special as our guest, so that he can share all his golden nuggets, his experience, his knowledge with you all, so that we can enrich your journey. Having said that, let's come back to today's episode. And we have gone through some journey so far, like exactly knowing what is this podcast is about, why you should never miss an episode, starting with leadership and then talking about what can be some part of career revival journey for you. Today, we are going to speak again about the most favorite and most wanted, desired topic, which is on leadership. Absolutely. And why leadership is absolutely must, and the reasons you need to master leadership in this ever-evolving world. And now, the world is changing at a faster pace. So it becomes very imperative to keep ourselves updated, even in the matters of leadership skill, which is we are experiencing day in, day out, especially since you are a working professional, business owner, aspiring leader, or you have been a seasoned leader. And we are glad to have our founder, Dr. Gerald Amandu, who's a leadership master here. Before I ask him some questions on this particular aspect, I want to start with a quote of this week. Nothing will kill great employee faster than watching you tolerate a bad one. Let me repeat, because it's such a beautiful quote. Nothing will kill a great employee faster than watching you tolerate a bad one, by Perry Pledger. So having said that, thank you.
That's powerful. That's really
powerful. That is powerful. That's powerful. It's coming from the facts and the experience of the life. So, Dr. Gerald, what would you say? Let's start with this question. What would you say is the number one reason why every listener today should strive to master the leadership skills? What would be the number one reason? Over to you.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Again, I'm so glad to really come back to you listeners. And really, as we listen to this, Coach Shilpa, you've mentioned something very important. The number one reason I always mention as I work with my clients is that you need to establish a vision. And this is the number one reason why we need to have leaders stand out very, very clearly. And why is vision important? And vision is so important because people always want to be inspired. People want direction. And just to justify this much more, one of the popular philosophers of our time, Ralph Waldo Emerson, said that as human beings, our chief want is somebody who can inspire us so that we can know, we can do what we are capable of.
Yes.
Right? You and me, you know that many times we have these gems within ourselves, but then we struggle to acknowledge that, yes, I'm capable. So what the leader will do is sometimes have to set us a vision so we can follow in such a way that the company then begins to grow. So without vision that the leader makes clear for us many times, then we are kind of lost. So you find good people not achieving their best because there is no person to lead them, so to say, in the direction they should be going. So that's very, very important. And the key thing here is why leadership comes is you need the skills to guide people one step at a time, because people come to the organization with different levels of maturity. So as a leader, you need to see person A, at what level are they? And how can I make the vision open to them? And person B, and person C, and that goes. And this is where leadership is absolutely important.
Absolutely. So well said. And what a wonderful first reason to learn leadership is that because leader can establish a vision. Everybody has eyes, mm-hmm. but leader has a vision. And that's what makes leader totally different. And establishing clear vision can be a beautiful guiding path and a direction for others to follow. So that's thank you for sharing that, Dr. Gerald. And I have often heard people linking leadership to with the change management.
Yes.
And what would you say? How would you express your views there?
Yeah, this is interesting. I'm glad you brought the issue of change management. You see, Coach Hilpa, change does not happen naturally.
Mm-hmm.
There is always a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, as you know, they say change is the only thing that doesn't change, right?
Yeah, change so which is only means constant.
It's the only constant factor. So which means you need as a leader to be a master of change management. So mm-hmm. that because change is inevitable, it will happen in your organization, whether you're in a big corporate organization, whether you're in a small institution or a small startup. You will have to deal with change. And
yes.
this is where leaders come very, very handy because the leaders need to direct their teams on the actions that will drive the most impact. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the Apple founder once said, he says, innovation is what distinguishes between a leader and a follower. And principally, innovation is about change. So that yeah. means as a leader, you need to be able to drive change, drive innovation, and that's how companies move forward. And companies that do not drive innovation will find themselves out. And this is
absolutely.
Where leadership is important.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that because, yes, change is the only constant and change is inevitable as well. Just because we do not want to embrace the change, it
yes.
is not going to stop coming to us. So it is in our best interest to embrace that change and having a leaders who will take us through the change so that we remain the same at the core, but we also adopt to what is changing around us.
Absolutely.
So Dr. Gerald, what would you say? Do you agree with the notion that leaders are supposed to do this, leaders are supposed to manage change, leaders are supposed to be innovative. And also there is a notion that leaders should pay attention to employees' personal needs. What would you say on that?
That's interesting. I like the innovation. I like the change. But this last point you mentioned about the personal needs of employees is very, very important. You and me being employees before, we know how it feels, right? When
yes.
the boss, when the manager does not pay attention to your needs. You see, primarily we go to a job, one, to meet our needs. We
yes.
all have our needs. That's why we go, we study, and then we find a job. So
yeah.
if a manager is not able to fulfill your personal needs,
mm-hmm.
naturally you will feel that the manager or the leader is not interested in me, but he or she is only interested in the thing I do for the company. And this doesn't work well with human feeling, right? Because
yes.
we operate morally. I mean, in terms of human beings, our morale is boosted by our personal needs. If I feel my personal needs are met, my morale will be high, and therefore I can do whatever I have to do for the company. So effective leadership establishes a personal connection with every person in the organization,
yeah.
which means
yeah.
as a leader, as a department head, as a boss, as whatever level of management in which you are, you need to be able to meet the needs, the personal needs of the direct reports so that they feel, yes, the boss is meeting my need, the boss understands my feelings and concerns, and therefore, in return, I have to give my all to the company.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's beautiful. So it is not only that one side way that we expect leaders to fulfill personal needs, but it is
yes.
also coming from a perspective of building that connection. So it is also fulfilling personal needs, but first establish that trust, that personal connection with your team members,
yes,
so that they also understand your responsibilities, they also feel understood,
exactly,
and they are more likely to follow you as a leader.
That's
wonderful. Absolutely.
Yes.
And after that, I would like to move to our next question, which is, as a leadership expert and as an advisor to many business owners on the leadership,
mm-hmm,
what would you say is the leader's role in conflict resolution? Because we want it, we don't want it. Conflicts are all around everywhere. So what is your thinking, thought process on this?
Well, this is a nice one, because I like the way you brought this up. You see, conflict is bound to happen. Whenever you have two people,
mm-hmm,
there would always be conflict. And this, yeah, is where we need leaders who are good with conflict resolution.
Yes.
So just like change, there will always be conflict.
Yeah.
So the key point then for you as a leader is, how do I resolve conflict among my team members? Now, and in fact, your leadership ability, more often than not, is tested by how you resolve amicably conflict or tension between two or more people within your team.
Yes.
And one of the key things, Shilpa, I'm sure you've noticed this, being yourself as a leader.
Yeah.
A leader who listens to the concerns of the other people will be respected. Yeah. Even if eventually the verdict goes the other way, the, mm-hmm, two parties would say, okay, the boss listened to me. You know, she really paid attention. She answered my concerns. And because of that, even if they get a loss on the decision,
yeah,
they will feel still appreciated. They will have confidence in your leadership, because, yeah, you will be seen as really putting attention to their needs, to trying to get to the essence of the problem and resolving it in a way that will make them feel comfortable. Because people want to be treated fairly. And, yeah, at the bottom of that, and that element of fairness is a leadership skill for conflict resolution, which is one of the top leadership skills that every manager needs to develop.
Yeah, so true. Because it's not just reaching to some conclusion, but conflict resolution is a skill and it's a process.
Exactly.
Where both the parties having feel heard and then respecting whatever is the outcome coming of that, which is a very balanced skill from the leader. And that's where he can keep the team together,
exactly,
and work forward with an organizational goals, company's goals.
Yes.
So that is beautifully said. And working environment, Dr. Gerald, is becoming the key area, because that decides the sustainability and the career growth.
Yes.
Whether you stay, whether you move on, how much you, the employee contributes. So environment is very important.
Yes.
And how would you say a leader can impact and create positive work environment? To what extent?
Oh, this is very, to the extent possible. I mean, in terms of the extent,
yeah,
to the extent possible, because this varies according to the expertise of the leader, right? But
yes,
the key point here is, every leader, no matter your level, whether you are a level one leader or a top level, like the CEO, like, you know, even like the board level, regardless, yeah, of the key issue is, at every level, your responsibility as a leader is to create positive work environments.
Yes.
You see, one of the things that I've come to learn, and I like to say this, working professionals actually often quit bad leaders and bad environments, not their jobs.
Yes, so true.
Because I am an engineer, I am an accountant, I'm a banker, I am a nurse, I'm a doctor. I studied, I went to college, I studied that. So I love that. I love to serve people in that manner. However, why would somebody leave company A and go to company B, or institution A and go to institution C? Most times it is the environment, and the environment is the politics, is the culture, is the treatment everyone receives. And this, yes, is why, as a leader, one of your principal responsibilities is to make sure the work environment is one that nurtures, is one that supports people, that one that takes people from level one to level two and level three, that allows, and I'm sure, Shilpa, you agree with me as a career expert, the environment should be able to help people move in their career ladder, right?
Yes.
And this is something people feel very, very dear about. So as a leader, as a manager, as a director, you need to create a positive and encouraging environment so that people feel at home. Mm. You see, after our homes, the next place where we spend the most of our time is the job.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if most the job doesn't feel, exactly, right? So the job should almost feel like home. It should be a homely environment. And as you know, many of the very established companies create homely environment for the employees so that people can go home, rest, but also they feel like going back to work because the environment is conducive. So the key lesson here, really, I would advocate for, this is very important, this is very dear to me, is that the leaders should ensure the work environments are uplifting and comfortable for the people. And this is whether they are working in the office, like the traditional way we used to work, or they're working remotely post-COVID, right? So this is very, very important.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Because working environment makes all the difference. We spend most of our awake time in our offices for working, whether we are working remotely or whether we are in office. And though organizations are taking lot of efforts in creating the environment, the infrastructure to make their employees comfortable.
Yes.
What really impacts the environment is the closest environment, which is your team, which is your team leader. And that's why as a leader, you can ensure, apart from everything else, the close environment for working will be nurturing to the employees as well. And that's where the leadership skill also come in a place. So I completely agree with that.
Good.
And having said that, how would you summarize, what are the key things you want our audience to take away today?
Oh, beautiful. I like that. So really having listened to about five key areas where it's very important to develop your leadership skills, to really to hone your leadership skills. We've talked about vision. We've talked about really setting a culture that's interesting. We've talked about conflict resolution. Those are very important. So I would like you to really look at this again and just pay particular attention, because these four or five points we've raised are the things that are going to change your life. And as you know, in today's highly demanding work environment, leadership takes the center stage. And the reason is the leader has to wear several hats, right? You have sometimes to put conflict resolution hat. Sometimes you have to put this, you know, meeting the personal needs. Maybe somebody has lost a parent, maybe has lost a spouse, or has lost a daughter or something. You have to meet their needs. You have to be empathetic, right? All those are different hats. So you need to wear those different hats so that everybody feels treated as an individual, right? So that is very, very important. And so we would like you to ensure that you have the ability to wear all these hats so that you can enhance the environment, the work environment, so that your people feel at home. They feel happy working with and for you. And one of the things we always do this, Shilpa, we encourage, we open, and the reason why we started this is to open up to you, because I'm sure some of you have needs in leadership development. Some of you have needs in career revival, career transition. So we would invite you to write to leadtalkpodcast@gmail.com. Let me say that again, leadtalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're struggling with leadership issues, if you're struggling with career revival issues, if you're struggling with the mentorship issues within your organization, that falls within the area of career transition, that falls within the realm of leadership, please write to us and we will help to move your career and your leadership to the next level.
Absolutely, we would do that. And I cannot emphasize enough, like, when there are so many expectations from you as a leader, it can be becoming very overwhelming, or you may have a particular situation where you would need more guidance because it's very difficult to generalize everything. So definitely do write to us at the leadtalkpodcast@gmail.com so that we can help you move forward. Also in your career, if you are feeling that this is a particular situation where I feel the struggle, we would be more than happy to help you.
Beautiful.
Having said that, I would once again request you all to subscribe, download and share the episode with your loved ones, colleagues, family, or anyone you think this can add value at their current stage and help them move forward. Also join our private leadership and career transition communities, which are very private VIP groups, and follow us on social media because we keep sharing so much more therein as well. Also reach out to us for coaching, consulting, mentoring and guest speaking needs, because we are here to give only best value. And we are committed to talk about only what we have experienced, our clients have experienced, and only what works. So I thank you. Having said that, stop struggling, start winning. Stop following, start leading. And keep visiting us. Also, you can join our YouTube channel, which is Lead Talk TV, if somebody loves audiovisual form of learning.
So again, we thank you for showing up today. Just like my co-founder Shilpa has mentioned, share this widely. Empower other people by sharing. If you say loving is giving, loving is sharing. So share this widely to your friends and family. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.